the shelter, unfortunately, in a few months' time, we'll see lots of cats that aren't cute kittens anymore like they were at Christmas. They'll see dogs that are a nuisance because they aren't cute little puppies anymore and they haven't made themselves at home the way that people expected them to. And it's really a shame because a pet is a lifetime commitment.
That's Trish McNall, passionate advocate for animals and board member and treasurer for the Humane Society of Pocahontas County, eloquently summing up one of the reasons that the HSPC exists. Here's some additional background about the organization.
We are one of three entities in Pocahontas County that is involved with animal welfare, the other two being the shelter, which is run through the Sheriff's Department and is funded by the county and has donations as well. And the third part of the triangle here is our advocate. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Advocate for Animals of Pocahontas County. And this is one woman who is an absolute miracle worker.
Trish says the advocate, who remains anonymous, has many contacts outside the county and through those networks has been able to place a large number of cats and dogs that have come through the county shelter. The HSPC has been around for about 30 years, and in that time they've developed a keen eye for searching out grants and other funding to keep the all-volunteer organization going. Through grants from a charitable foundation in Parkersburg, West Virginia, they've been able to make improvements to their building in Marlinton, which also serves as a veterinary office. They've also received grant funding from the West Virginia Department of Agriculture, specifically designated for the welfare of animals by the legislature.
We put $25,000 of our own money into spay and neuter in the county last year.
Is that your biggest expense?
Absolutely. That's where all our money goes. Luckily, with the vet here, she makes some donations to us and covers the utilities in this building, so we're able to maintain it. We use it as an office. Mm-hmm. We hold our monthly meetings here. And it just gives us a sense of being more substantial.
Teaching the next generation pet responsibility is also important to the HSPC.
We are going to be starting this spring having some of our board members go into the schools and talk about the commitment that you make when you take in a pet, population control among cats in the county, and how we can all help with that. And we're trying to talk a little bit about treatment of dogs and cats as well, in terms of them truly being family members is how they can shine and have the best lives.
If you're ready to offer a forever home to a shelter cat or dog, Trish says the shelter staff is ready to help you find the perfect pet.
For cats, you're best to just come to the shelter when it's open. The ladies are in there busy cleaning and feeding in the morning. So the best thing to do is to come like between 11 and 12 or then after lunch between 1 and 3. As far as the dogs go, you'll need to put in a paper application, which can be done at the shelter or it can be done online through Facebook with our advocate.
In part two of this story, we'll hear more about the Pocahontas County Animal Shelter, trapping feral cats, and other ways you can help foster the mission of the Humane Society of Pocahontas County. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.